Finally, it's time to install Big Sur. Next, Hands on Mac. Hands on Mac comes to you from Twit's LastPass Studios. You're focused on security, but are your employees? LastPass can ensure they are by making access and authentication seamless, whether employees are working in the office or remotely. Visit LastPass.com/Twit to learn more.
This is Twit.
This episode of Hands on Mac is brought to you by IT Pro TV. If you're looking to expand your IT career, you need IT Pro TV. Visit itpro.tv/twit for an additional 30% off all consumer subscriptions for the lifetime of your active subscription. Use the code TWIT30 at checkout. Hello, everybody. Leo Laporte here, episode 5 of our Road to Big Sur. Now, I've tried to time this, aiming the arrow of time in such a way that this episode would hit right about when Big Sur's out. I don't know yet. We're recording this October 17th. It's actually my guess at this time, Big Sur won't be out for another week, but that's good. That's okay. You're not in a hurry to install Big Sur. I just want you to be ready to do so when the time has come. Now, well, let me remind you, I'm doing a clean install. I'm wiping my hard drive. And a lot of what we've been talking about on this episode is what to do with a clean install, how to prepare for it, how to do it, how to reinstall your apps and so forth. And that's kind of what this is going to be all about. You could also say how to set up a new Mac. Maybe you've got a new Mac in your future. A lot of what we talk about here will be applicable to that. Now, last week we did an inventory of our Mac. We have, somewhere stored away safely, everything that we've installed on our old Mac install so that we can reinstall it now that Big Sur is here. We've probably also, and if you haven't, I want you to do this, made an image backup using something like Super Duper Carbon Copy Cloner of our Mac boot drive. This is the drive we're going to install Big Sur on. And even if you're not doing a clean install, you really want, ideally, a bootable backup of that drive, so that if something goes wrong with the Big Sur install, you can get back up and running quickly. That's why I use Super Duper from Shirt Pocket Software. Highly recommend it. It will allow you to take an external drive, maybe go out and buy a new external drive the same size as your internal drive, plug it in, run Super Duper. It'll wipe the drive. It'll copy bit for bit everything on your internal drive, and it'll make that new external drive bootable. So if something goes wrong with the Big Sur, we can install, we can reboot our computer, hold down the option key. Remember that? Those special keys? Hold down the option key. The Mac will say, well, I see two bootable disks, your messed up Big Sur install, and I also see this external drive that has an older version of Mac OS on it. Which do you want to install? And you say, let's do the external drive. You'll be back running the way you were before. So this is a good time to get an external drive, roughly the same size as your internal drive, certainly no smaller, and use Super Duper to make a bootable copy. That's job one. Now, let's assume Big Sur has come out. Let's do some thinking. Do we want to install it on day one? No. Day two? No. Let's wait a little while in case there's some show-stopping bugs. The beta process, the public beta process for Big Sur has had some issues. So I don't want you to lose any data, and I don't want you to disable your Macintosh. So it's my strong advice, whether it's an iPhone or an iPad or a Mac, even your Apple TV and Apple Watch, don't install these big updates on day one. Wait a little bit. My friend Alex Lindsay says, never install the first version of an operating system. Don't install the update to that first version. Wait until the update to the update, the one that fixes the problems the update created. So, in other words, don't install Mac OS 11 version 1, version 1.01. Wait for version 1.02. I don't think I can wait. I'm in an excited mood. I'm looking forward to this. So probably I'm going to install right away, but my advice to you is not. Then there's one other thing. In your haste, I want you to slow down. You're going to go into the App Store and you're going to download the installer. It'll say the Big Sur installer. Once you download the Big Sur installer, we're going to want to take this opportunity to make a bootable USB key that will allow you to install on multiple machines. There's two reasons to do this. It's a good thing for everybody on any operating system to have an operating system installer. Less important on a Mac because you have network installs and so forth. What if you can't get online? Your hard drive fails. You need your computer to work. It's really good to have that USB key with Big Sur, the Big Sur installer on it. It's also helpful if you have multiple Macs. You only have to download it once, save yourself a bit of bandwidth. Apple has a good article on how to create a bootable installer for macOS, but it requires that you do this. It requires you to do this before you run the installer, because you probably noticed this when you install a new version of macOS, and I expect Big Sur will do this too. After the install is done, it deletes the installer. It deletes the installer. So you can only do this before you've run it. This is a Mac tech note, how to create a bootable installer for macOS. It's from Apple. I'm sure it will be updated when Big Sur comes out. But and it may have a slightly different way of doing it, because as you can see, the command is different depending on the version of macOS you're using. But you'll need a, I would say, 16 gigabyte USB flash drive. That's going to be your installer. You want to make sure it's formatted as macOS Extended. You can do this from the terminal. There are actually a number of ways to do it. This is probably the simplest, but you do have to type in a terminal command. There is something on your system already called Create Install Media. It's not there already. It's in the installer for Big Sur. So you'll see you'll download the installer. It goes into your applications folder. It looks like it's a single icon called Install macOS. But as you can see, inside of that, inside of Contents, Resources, there is a shell command, Create Install Media. Now, in order to do this, you're going to need to know the volume that your USB key is. So when you mount your USB key, you're going to get the name of that, and then you'll add that to the command. I strongly suggest, I know this is a little intimidating, this is a kind of a pro tip, an advanced tip, but I strongly suggest you make a bootable USB key of your installer. You'll be glad you did, and you can only do this before you install the operating system. You can just Google, if you want to find this, how to create bootable installer for macOS. It's an Apple tech note. By the time Big Sur comes out, it'll be updated for Big Sur. Make that USB key, and then you can run it. Now, one of the things you're going to do when you run the installer, whether you run it from your internal hard drive or from the USB key, is you're going to want to erase your drive. And that's another reason that you want this on a USB key, because once you erase the drive, you're not going to have the installer anymore, okay? So we're gonna put the installer on the USB key. That's the third good reason to do this. We're going to boot to it. And then before you get that menu of things you can do, before you install the new system, you're going to launch Disk Utilities and use Disk Utilities to wipe the disk. You don't have to worry so much about formatting and all of that. Just wipe the disk, delete the partitions. We're going to start from scratch. Remember, that's me. That's for a clean install. If you're not doing a clean install, obviously don't wipe the disk. You can just run the installer once you've made this USB key. But I'm going to wipe the disk, and I'm going to install it, and I'm going to let the installer complete. Once it does, I have a very handy list of things to do when I'm setting up a brand new Macintosh, and I would suggest that you make a list like this as well. I keep this in Notion, which is a cloud-based notebook, so I have access to this from anywhere, including on my new Mac. As soon as I have my new Mac installed, I can use Safari to go to my Notion and get this list. I'll run through this real quickly. Some of this is specific to me, but these are things I suggest you do when you're first setting up a new Macintosh or if you're doing a clean install of Big Sur. One is to create an admin account that you're never going to use. It's always good on any operating system to have an unused admin account. You can use it to diagnose problems with your user account. Sometimes you need it to fix things. I call mine Ghost, so I won't accidentally log into it. I have a kind of a standard master password for these accounts. You can use the same password. It's fine. Just remind yourself not to use this account. You want it to stay pristine. This is not the account that you're going to use to log into your Mac. This is the account you're going to log into if you have problems. File Vault is always turned on newer Macs with the T2 chip, but if yours does not have it, we've talked about File Vault before, turn that on. You always want to encrypt an SSD before you put anything important on it. I also turn on the firewall. I have a few things I like to do. I like having a bigger pointer. It's easier to see, it's easier to find, especially on large screen Macintosh computers. I also hate the caps lock key. I always turn it into a control key. You can disable it. Well, you can do whatever you want. And then remember sync thing? We've talked about this a couple of times before. This I install right away because it's going to synchronize my .files folder, my list of my inventories and so forth. So I want to get that running as soon as possible. Now, once I've done that, I'm going to go update the operating system. There's a simple command to do that. It's a command that has to be run as root. So you use the sudo command, sudo software update -ia. You see, I also have Notion. I get that running right away, log into that. So I have this page. And you're going to want to have Xcode and the Xcode, at least the Xcode command line tools installed, because I always install brew. Remember, brew is a nice thing to have. So you want to make sure that you install the command line tools for Xcode. Brew requires those. And you also have to accept the license. You can do that with this simple command. Note that I've put these commands in this list so I can just copy and paste them. I don't have to remember them. I don't have to remember the order. This is a list of things I do when I install a new system. And I keep this list and I update it as I find new tricks, new techniques, or I change the way I work. Here's the install homebrew command. You may want to use another package manager. Mac Ports is a little older than Homebrew, and some people prefer it. There are some technical reasons why you might want to use that. That might be a good topic for a future hands-on Mac. But install the package manager you want. And if you're using a brew file, it makes it very easy. You can just run your brew file command and install from that. Before I started using brew file, I made this long command line that installed all the individual command line apps I want. This installs the GUI apps I want. Remember our nerd fonts? I like to install all my fonts ahead of time. If you've done a brew file, all of that will be in the brew file. You won't have to do this by hand. And then, of course, after you set up your brand new computer, you'll want to create a new brew file, which you'll automatically keep around. You see, I in Notion keep my most recent brew files. I actually have an updated brew file from both my iMac and my MacBook Air that I did today as I recorded this, so that I would have the most up-to-date one when it's time to install Big Sur. If you have a brew file, brewbundle-v is all you need to do. It'll install a whole bunch of stuff. I then install LastPass into my browser, pCloud, you know, various clouds stuff. I make my default shell be fish. I prefer that. And then remember that command from last week that installs my dot files? I do that. There are a few permissions issues that come up with GPG. Each machine I use has its own SSH key. So I make sure I generate an SSH key for this new machine. That's what I'll use to log into servers and other things. And then I copy that SSH key to my server so that I can quickly and easily log into my server. There are a few other things I do that are unique to my setup. There are also some hardening things that you might want to do to make your Mac more secure. Maybe we'll talk about that next week. Now that we've got Big Sur, maybe we've got Big Sur and installed it, maybe you want to go through some of the settings to harden your Mac for security reasons. These are the things I do on every Macintosh, and I consider them sufficient, turning on File Vault, turning on the firewall. But there are a few other things you can do that you might want to do to make sure your Mac is absolutely secure from attack. That whole list takes me, you know, about an hour. Most of that time is sitting waiting for the proof file to install all my apps. But by the end of it, I've got a Macintosh configured exactly as I want it. More importantly, exactly as all my other Macs, so that when I sit down at a Mac, I know how it's going to work. I'm not going to hit the caps lock key and have it make everything uppercase. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to have to worry about security with File Vault. I'm going to have my synchronized folder there and all those things. So this might be a good time, before you install Big Sur, to create this list, this to-do list, this punch list of things you go through as you install a new Mac. I find this really handy. In fact, I have it for all the operating systems I use, not just Macintosh. I have a first-time config for Linux and Windows 10 because these are kind of the things that I do every time. I want to have a fairly consistent setup. Everybody I know who works on multiple machines or uses multiple operating systems ends up doing something like this. You really want to have a consistent build on all your machines. You want to automate it as much as you can because it saves you time. There are more sophisticated even ways to do this automation, scripting tools like Ansible. Maybe at another time we'll get into that. I haven't found that necessary for setting up my Macs. I can get a Mac up and running pretty quickly, about an hour, and feel pretty good about it. It's also a good idea to make this list because there are sometimes security things that you forget or that you forget how to do. So it's really nice as you come up with new ideas, as I read articles about better ways to set up my Mac, I will go into these first-time config punch lists and modify them so that I always have kind of an up-to-date setting, list of settings that I'm going to be using when I set up a new computer. All right, let's recap. Oh, we've done a lot of work, five whole episodes just to get ready for a brand new operating system. I hope you feel like it's been worth it. Remember, we started by creating a separate drive or a separate partition for our home directory. I like to do that for my data, keep it away from the operating system. It's easier to back up that way. You just back up that whole hard drive or that whole directory. It's easier to install an operating system. We went through all the compatibility checks to make sure that everything we wanted to do in Big Sur would work and to find replacements if the files and programs we wanted to use didn't work. We backed everything up. I really hope you did that. If you haven't done it yet, make an image backup of your internal drive so you can get back up and running if something goes wrong with the install. We took an inventory of everything we've got so that we know exactly what we want to reinstall. We also spent some time going through that inventory, deleting files we no longer, programs we no longer want to install. Really strip it down as much as possible. Ideally, you're going to create an install for your Macintosh that runs reliably, smoothly, without issues for a long time to come. There's one more step you'll probably want to do, and that's make a second image. Now that you've installed Big Sur, you've installed your apps, everything seems to be running well, this would be a good time to make an image of that setup so that you don't have to reinstall Big Sur. If something goes wrong, if you want a new hard drive, you can restore that image. That'll take you back to today, and you can go forward from that point on. It's a nice thing to have a clean working system and an image of that system so you can always go back to it. Wow. I hope Big Sur comes out. It might be out already. I hope you didn't rush to install it. We're going to wait till the update to the update, right? But maybe by the next hands-on Macintosh, we can show some of the ins and outs of Big Sur. Lots more to come. There's lots more to talk about with the Macintosh. Thank you for joining me. Let's get going with Big Sur. I'm very excited. I think this is going to be a big update, and I have a feeling we'll be glad we updated. I hope we'll be glad we did all of these steps beforehand. This episode of Hands on Mac is brought to you by IT Pro TV. If you're interested in an IT career but you're not sure where to start, IT Pro TV is your one-stop shop. They're the best online IT education platform to learn about IT in every field. You know, last month was Cybersecurity Awareness Month, but IT Pro TV still has hundreds of hours of cybersecurity training. So here's what you do. Go to itpro.tv/twit. Use the code TWIT30. You'll get 30% off all consumer subscriptions. itpro.tv/twit. Use the code TWIT30 for 30% off the lifetime of your active subscription. IT Pro TV. Build or expand your IT career and enjoy the journey. Speaking of journeys, it's been a long road to Big Sur, but we're here. We're finally here. I hope you enjoy Hands on Mac. I hope you'll come back next week. I'm Leo Laporte. Have a great week. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Want more TWIT? Well, check out Smart Tech Today. It's at twit.tv/STT. It's the show where Matthew Casinelli and I cover everything there is to know about smart tech. It's automation. It's connected devices. It's smart home. It's all those goodies and so much more. We get the news. We get the latest devices. We do reviews. Everything. You got to check it out. twit.tv/STT for Smart Tech Today.